各位弟兄姐妹平安，
Good to be with you.
跟你旁边人说，神的恩惠与慈爱在未来的一年要随着你。
Tell your neighbors, God's grace and love will be with you coming year.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们要祷告什么呢？我们要为你过去的一年所拥有的恩惠来感谢。也为你未来的一年，神已经要赐福给你的献上感谢。我们一起低头祷告。
So we shall give thanks to God for all that you've had in the last year and then for the coming year.
每一个人向神献上感谢。
Let us all give thanks to God.
亲爱的天父，我们要将一切的感谢、荣耀归给你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory and thanks.
谢谢你赐给我们生命气息。
We thank you for you've given us life and breath.
谢谢你将你所爱的独生子赐给我们，为我们道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank you for you've given us your only begotten Son, that word became flesh.
谢谢耶稣基督为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
We thank you because Jesus was crucified on behalf of our sins.
谢谢你让我们重生得救，有圣灵内住在我们的里面。
We thank you for we have been born again and with the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
谢谢你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，在我们所行的路径都滴下脂油。
We thank you for you have crowned our ears. With your grace and anointed our paths.
我们为过去，你在我们家庭、在我们工作、在教会、在个人的生命里面的恩惠与慈爱献上感谢。
We thank you for all you've done and your grace through your grace in our work, our family, and everywhere we have been.
也为未来的一年将有奇妙的恩典在我们身上来感谢。
We also give you thanks for the miraculous grace that is coming to us in this coming year.
谢谢你赐给我们今天宝贵的圣经话，神的话语。
We thank you for giving us precious words in the Bible.
求圣灵来恩高赐福我们。
And you continue to bless us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
在感恩节之后的黑色星期五，在全美国。
So the Black Friday, throughout the United States, Black Friday, following Thanksgiving, is a very important day.
很多人都有一张清单。
There are a lot. Most people have a list, a wish list, on Black Friday.
就是购物的清单。
And that's a wish list of purchasing
我还听说
goods.
去年我在教会团契有一个姐妹在半夜睡不着觉，就已经去那个 shopping mall，已经准备要去买购物了。
So I heard a sister Thanksgiving night she couldn't sleep, so she went on midnight to go shopping.
但是有一张清单在我们生活当中，可能会产生一些生命生活的变化。
But a wish list in our life could transform our life.
有一个人，他是秦恩，他是一个非常平凡的上班族，每天就是工作、吃饭、看电视。
There was once an office worker. Her name was June. Her daily routine was very invariable. She just went to work, came back. Ate dinner, watched TV, went to sleep, woke up the next day.
有一天，他载了一个在减肥班认识的朋友，叫做玛丽莎。
So One day she met a friend at a
减肥办费城
exercise place and met a girl called Marisa.
他们在车上就聊得很快乐，讲到怎么减肥，减肥汤有多好用。
So they had a good time chatting with each other, talking about various ways of losing weight.
突然之间发生了交通事故。
So suddenly they had a car accident.
然后这个玛丽莎就过世了。So
the accident killed Marisa.
秦恩非常非常的内疚。So
June felt really guilty.
然后在他的车子里面发现了一张单子，一张心里愿望的单子。So
coincidentally, she found a wish list that Marisa had written, left in her car.
里面讲他20件在 Marisa 就是那个他明年25岁生日的之前要做的20件事情。So
there was a list of 20 things that she was going to do before she turned 25 the following year.
秦恩因为这样的事情，他就开始想要帮把这个玛丽莎她生前的愿望能够把她在25岁生日之前把它完成。So
because of her feeling of guilt, she wanted to fulfill all those 20 things that Marisa had written on her wish list.
当中有一些很无厘头，就是很好笑的是，比如说亲吻陌生人，比如说这个慢跑5公里。So
among those 20 things, there were some rather unusual or ridiculous things like kissing the strangers or jog for 5 miles in a day, things like that.
也有说要向他的哥哥 say sorry, 道歉。
Or tell her brother she was sorry about certain things.
当中最有意义的就是改变人的生命。
Among them, there was one thing was to change someone's life.
直到玛丽莎25岁生日的那一天，当在分享会当中。
So on Marisa's 25th birthday, there was a memorial.
所以他就说，好像看起来我完成了玛丽莎20件的事情。
She was going to say that it looked like I have fulfilled, accomplished all the things on her list.
他说，其实我现在明白，我不需要，就是帮助玛丽莎去改变别人的生命，乃是我自己的生命被改变了。
But actually, I found out that I did not have to try to change anyone's life as written on Marisa's list, because she had actually changed my life.
我的生命本来是浑浑噩噩的，一点意义都没有，可是现在不一样了。
Because I had lived a life kind of meaninglessly, and I didn't know what to do. I was just going through days every day. But now I'm different.
现在我开始注意到我自己的人生呢，我自己的人生到底有哪一些是还没有尝试过，哪一些是我需要去实现的呢？
Now I have noticed that there are things in my life that I have not tried, that I have not done.
他体会到在改变的过程里面，最重要的行动才是一个最好的开始。So
she noticed that the most important thing in the transformation was action.
很多人都说我们的梦想、心愿是不可能实现的，可是我们没有问过自己，你曾经为梦想做了什么？So
a lot of people say that we could never realize our dreams, but we should ask ourselves, what have we done to go after our dreams?
我们的心愿好像是我们常常在帮助自己去达成的一个愿望。
Our wish list was like the list of our it is a list of our wishes that we would hope.
但是在瑪瑞莎的，她是在帮助别人去完成，她别人，在情恩，她却是在帮助别人完成她的心愿。So
our wish lists are often a list of for ourselves, but Marisa's wish list was things to help others.
今天我们要从一个最爱我们的对象身上，我们却要帮他完成心愿。So
today we want to help the one that loves us the most to fulfill his or her dream.
就是耶稣基督的心愿。That
is Jesus' wish.
要请黄教授带我们读英文，约翰福音17章11节、21、22、23。
So we're going to read the Gospel according to John.
17章,
John 17. John 17, verse 11 and 21 to 23. The wish of the Lord Jesus. John 17:11. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I'm coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. Verse 21, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. Verse 23, I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
我们看到在主耶稣在他约翰福音第十七章，就是他跟门徒最后的晚餐的时候，他有一个祷告，我们常常称为大祭司的祷告。This
is often referred to as the high priest prayer. Was a prayer that Jesus said the night before his persecution with his disciples.
在约翰福音17章11节，我们看到主耶稣说，他求父神。
So in verse 17, we read that Jesus said, may you protect them by the power of your name, the
名字,
name you've gave me.
名字代表一个人,
the name represents a person.
主耶稣知道他合而，就是说，主耶稣知道，当他为门徒来祷告合而为一的时候，这个。 人力这个力量必须是由神来帮助保守。
Jesus knew that when he prayed for the unity for his disciples, he needed God's power.
我们看到他一直强调要合而为一。He
continued to emphasize that let them be one.
因为他知道当他被钉十字架。 之后门徒会四散奔逃。
He knew that after his crucifixion, disciples would be scattered around the world.
他也知道, 历世历代很多教会会发生状况。
And he also knew that churches would encounter many different problems.
所以他为了这些他所爱的，他求神来保守所有相信他的人能够合而为一。
So he asked, he prayed that God would protect those that he loved to be in one.
为什么要让人, 要使我们合而为一呢?
Why do we need to be in one?
因为耶稣说要叫他们能够相信。
And because he wanted those people to believe in him.
如果你有时间回去把约翰福音十七章整个读完的话,
And perhaps you, if you have time, after the service, you can read through chapter 17 of John.
因为我有彼此相爱，才能显出三一神合而为一的那一个爱的情况。
Because only through the Christians being in one, we can manifest the love of Trinity, those three persons in one.
以致人可以相信耶稣基督是从神那边被差来的。
So that people can believe that Jesus had been sent from God.
主耶稣的心愿是要我们合而为一。
Jesus' will was to have all of us in one.
圣经有提到说，合而为一是神的旨意，在以弗所书第一章第十节讲到说，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。So
we know that unity is the will of God. As we read in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, we read that to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ.
整个以弗所书很重要的一个概念或者是要句就是在基督里。So
in the entire book of Ephesians, the epistles of Ephesians, a very important theme is in Christ.
对，没错，停止我就思绪就跑掉了。OK， 以弗所是教会论很重要的一卷书。So
the epistles of Ephesians is a very important chapter addressing the theory of churches.
耶稣基督是教会的头。
And Jesus is the head of the church.
所以我们说在基督里面合而归于一。
So we said that to be in one in Christ.
在4章3节说要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And verse 3 in chapter 4, it says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
4章13节告诉我们在真道上，是在神的话语的教导里面要合而为一，同归于一。
And in verse 13, it says, we reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
你会看到有一个目的性，就是要认识神的儿子，而且要长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，也是耶稣基督对教会的一个盼望。And
we continue to read, it says we ought to become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不是得救准备上天堂的人而已。So
we're not just a people that have been saved, waiting to ascend to heaven.
教会有一个很重要，要能够长大成人。弟兄姐妹，我们需要有长大成人，要有基督的身量。But
we bear with ourselves an important responsibility, that is to become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
因为我们是基督的身体的肢体。
Because we are part of the Christ body.
在第三节也提到说，竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
So in verse 3, we read that make every effort to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit.
为什么用保守呢？
And why does it say, use the word keep?
因为圣灵所赐的合一不是人制造出来，也不是人带出来的。
Because this unity was not created by men, it was not brought forward by men.
所以人想尽办法要合一，像世界很多宗派说要合一。
So even though men tried everything to try, make every effort to make to be in one,
合一必须是有圣灵内住的生命才能够合一。
But that is not accomplishable unless there is a indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵内住，没有重生得救，你没有办法真正提到从内里生命的合一。
Without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, without being born again, one cannot experience that unity.
在这里讲到说竭力，竭力是什么意思呢？
So it says make every effort. What does that mean?
竭力就是非常殷勤，有时间，很有速度，也就是表示说我非常奋力，热切的努力。
It's like make every endeavor. I'm just using a different word.
我们刚才讲到说为什么不是就是我们制造合一，乃是来保守，来保守，也就是说这个合一已经在那里。如果我们是属耶稣基督的，我们有圣灵内住的生命，我们已经有合一了。
And so, as I said before, this unity was not created by us. Rather, we can only keep them, and we can keep them only because we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要做的一件事情就是要能够护卫看守，也就是要看守这个合一，要护卫这个合一，要守望着合一。
So what we could do is to make every effort to guard, to keep this unity.
我们在讲这个合一到底是什么的时候，我们要先知道什么不是合一。
So then we ought to have some understanding of what the unity is, or perhaps we should say what the unity is not.
合一并不是整齐划一，就像那个制服，学校或者军队的制服要一模一样。
Unity is not uniform, not like the uniform that the soldiers wear.
合一也不代表说我们这个教会一定要跟别人教会一模一样的做法。
It does not mean that whatever we do must be the same way as other churches.
曼琳曾经说过这一段，我是抠他的，所以我觉得非常好，我想跟你们分享哈。耶稣就是唯一的道路，他的光借着各种不同人的个性产生各式各样的折射，他在我们每一个人里面活出出乎意料，一个全新的耶稣基督道成肉身，在我们的生命里面是一个用独特的方式要把基督的爱与真理能够显明出来。所以我们不需要设法将某一个人套进某个模式，然后反而要有一种心理准备，一种接纳，一种欣赏，一种尊重，然后呢把各式各样的人放在同一个教会来追求耶稣基督他这样子的一个丰富性。
So I'm just going to paraphrase it. Jesus is the only way, and his light is refracted through all different characters of different people. And the word became flesh, and so he reflected, manifested that through some new ways that transcends all understanding. And everyone has a unique way to manifest Jesus' love and truth. And these are not to be copied from others. We do not need to try to fit anyone into a particular mode. Rather, we need to be prepared and understand that everyone can be different, and you can have different churches, and we should not try to destroy the beauty of variety by trying to fit everyone into one mode.
谢谢，他真的不容易哈。我曾经在台湾牧会的时候，有一年半的时间学习就是我们的宗派在学习韩国使教会健康成长的方法模式。
So when I was ministering in Taiwan, our church was trying to learn the means and the ways of some Korean church that how they grew.
你们都知道韩国的牧师是很有权柄的，对不对？
And you probably know that Korean pastors were very powerful. very powerful.
他说话, 或者是, 弟兄姐妹, 看到他常是恭恭敬敬的。
They actually are very authoritative, and so sisters and brothers are very submissive to them.
我们, 有20几本册子要学。
So there were about 20 handbooks, more than 20 handbooks that we need to read through them.
我们用6次的密集班, 用1年半学完它。
So we'll learn them in 1 year through 6 intensive courses.
我们甚至带队到韩国去, 我们有另外一个, 就是宗派的人带我们去。
And we even went to Korea.
你知道每一个题目都有标准答案, 你不能够有自己的答案。
So, in the handbook, there were questions, and every question has a standard answer.
然后, 每一次那个, 特会的时候, 一定有所谓见证, 然后见证当中弟兄姐妹第一件事情一定是赞美, 肯定牧师。
So, at the plenary meeting, plenary sessions, there were always testimonies. And before the testimonies, there were singing and praises for the pastor.
我们知道有普世教会跟地方教会。
We know that there were common church and local church.
普世教会就是历代历世, 所有的教会。
So this Catholic church.
就是一般所有历史历代。
Yeah, maybe I should use, you should have used the term Catholic Church. That is the church that had existed throughout the history.
我思绪跑掉。Yeah,
Catholic means universal. In case you didn't
know. Okay, 我想想看。好，我们下去好了。到底什么是真正的合一呢？
So what does it mean to be in one?
在圣经里面告诉我们叫七个一。
So according to the Bible, there are 7 elements in this.
每一个教会有神呼召在这里设立有自己的使命，自己从神来的意向，不需要去模仿别人。
So every church has some vision called by God. So we do not need to copy from, no church needs to copy from another church.
我们需要注意的是这七个一一定是合一最重要的元素。
Rather, we must understand that there are 7 elements of unity, and these are the only elements that we need to pay attention to.
就是一个身体, 一个灵, 一个共同的盼望, 一位主, 信, 还有一喜, 还有一神。
So these 7 elements include one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God.
有的解经家把这七个一分成三组：圣灵、圣子、圣父。
So some theologians group them into 3 categories: the Holy Spirit, Holy Son, and Holy Father.
一体一灵一望讲的是圣灵 在教会中的工作。
So one body, one spirit, one hope represents the work of Holy Spirit in the church.
当我们相信耶稣基督的时候, 我们就, 称呼耶稣基督为我们的救主, 我们的主。
And when we believe in Jesus Christ, when we accept the faith of Jesus Christ, then He is our Lord.
我们也说因信而受洗。
We know that we have been baptized through faith.
我们有一位创造宇宙万物的 独一真神。
And we have this one and only God that created this whole universe.
什么是, 一个身体指的是教会。
So one body that refers to the church.
教会在希腊原文的意思是说被招出来的人。
And in Greek, that that refers to those who have been called.
教会是耶稣基督的身体, 是那充满万有者所充满的。
So church is Christ's body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way.
而且身体只有一个。
And there is only one body.
你说我有几个身体？
How many bodies does she have?
她有几个身体？
How many bodies do I have?
你有几个身体？
How many bodies do you have?
你能不能说我一个身体，我一只手，我现在人在这里讲话，我的头在这，然后我的脚在那儿。我的手在外面，可以这样子吗？
My parts cannot be separated.
这样子还活着吗？
As long as I'm alive.
想想看，身体可不可以分割的？
So the parts in the body cannot be separated.
所以身体是一体的。
So the parts in the body must be together, must be connected.
但是身体里面有没有手？有没有脚？有没有眼睛？有没有嘴？
But there are different parts in the body. Your head, your mouth, and your eyes.
所以我们是各自做肢体的。
So we are, each one of us is a part of the body.
哥林多前书十二章提到肢体，有不同的功用。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we know that different parts have different functions.
那有体面的，有一些肢体是看不到，但是要彼此互相的欣赏跟帮补。
And there are parts that are not easily visible, but they exist to complement others.
在五章二十三节说，基督是教会的头。
So in Ephesians 5:23, we read that Christ is the head of the church.
所以教会是谁做主？
So who is the master of the church?
弟兄姐妹，我们的教会谁做主？
Who is the master of our church?
想一想，谁做主？
Who is our master?
如果我们在很多的事上，我们能够先来寻求神的心意，然后再来开会，然后再来做决定。
If we can seek God first, seek His will first before we start any meeting.Before we make any decision,
我相信会更合乎神的喜悦。
I'm sure you will be pleasing to God.
在约翰福音十四章十六节说：“我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，另外一位保惠师，也是跟耶稣基督一样，是保惠师，也是训诲师，叫他永远与你们同在。”就是真理的圣灵。
So in John 14:16, we read that, "And I will ask the Father," Jesus Christ said, "and He will give you another Counselor to be with you forever."
为什么
？Which is the Spirit of Truth.
为什么耶稣需要他需要先离开？他为什么需要离开
？Why did Jesus?
你们有想过？耶稣同在不是很好？还记得那三位说我们在这山上真好。
So if Jesus, wouldn't it be even better if Jesus continued to stay in this world?
为什么？
Why?
怎么样？要他如果不去，谁就不能来？圣灵。
Because,
那圣灵可不可以？圣灵可不可以与我们永远同在？
So the answer rests in the Holy Spirit.If Jesus had not left us, Holy Spirit would not have come, and Holy Spirit would dwell in us forever.
保惠师是训诲，也就是跟我们站在同一边的意思。
So Counselor is to be with us and stay on the same side with us.
有安慰、帮助、造就。
It would comfort us, would edify us.And help us.
在罗马书八章十六节提到说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So in the book of Romans, Paul told us the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
在十七节还说，因此我们呼叫阿爸父，是一个很亲密的称呼。
So that we can call out to Him, Abba, Father.
你知道犹太人没有办法想象创造宇宙万物的神竟然可以称呼他为阿爸父。
This is not conceivable, not understandable by the Jews, that they can call this God, the creator of the universe, Abba, Father.
所以如果不是圣灵在我们的里面，没有人敢称神为我们的阿爸父。
So without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, no one dares to call God Abba, Father.
我们要凭着信心领受这样子的大爱跟恩典。
So with our faith, we can accept this great love and grace.
圣灵在教会里面，他帮助我们能够去完成主的大使命，也帮助我们能够来建造成熟长大。
So through the help of the Holy Spirit, we could accomplish the mission that God has set for the churches and for us to grow and to become mature to the fullness of Christ.
我们为什么说健康的双翼？我们说老鹰要有两只翅膀才能飞，对不对
？We know about the eagles that they have two wings.To fly.
教会要有神的道跟神的灵同时，我们能够 balance， 我们能够平衡，能够都看重，才能够健康或者能够非常的更好。
The church also needs two wings. One is God's word, the other one is God's spirit, so that we can cruise.
没有圣灵的工作，教会绝对没有办法完成主的大使命。
Without the work of the Holy Spirit, the church can never accomplish the Great Commission.
遗忘指的是只有一个希望、一个盼望而已吗
？And so, one hope. Does it mean just one hope? Really, only one hope.
在以弗所书一章十八节说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道。他的恩召有何等指望
？So in Ephesians 1:18, it says, "I praise also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance."
谢谢他后面一定跟着翻译，就是那个恩召指的是我们需要有圣灵的帮助，我们才能知道神的恩典的呼召是有指望的。
So we need God's help to understand that the calling has hope.
才会知道说神在圣徒中要使我们得了基业，有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So that we know the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints.
所以这个盼望指的就是基督徒一致共同的希望。
So this hope represents the hope of all Christians, the same hope for all Christians.
在圣经当中有提到有没有永生的盼望？有没有？当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，有没有永生的盼望
？The Bible tells us about the hope of eternity, of eternal life.
你知道每一次我们纪念主餐的时候，一定牧师会讲一句话，说：“只等到谁再来。”
So every time we partake in the Holy Communion, we know the minister, the pastor would say, "Until."
所以我们会等待耶稣基督的第二次再来。
Until Jesus comes again.
还有天上的基业，我很喜欢这两节经文啊。
And actually, also the inheritance in heaven.
还有将来身荣耀的身体，就是我们复活荣耀的身体。
And the glorious body that our when we resurrected.
我们的身体会改变成不朽坏。
Our body would be transformed to be imperishable.
我们还会期待新天新地。
And we also expect a new heaven and new earth.
我们有没有期待荣耀的奖赏呢
？And we hope for the glorious prize.
腓立比书怎么说？忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
And in Philippians it says, "Forget the past and strive forward, and towards the goal."
所以我们 能够有因着是被神的恩召，我们才有这共同，也就成为我们生活的目标跟合一的基础。
So because of God's calling, then we would have one hope, and that's the foundation of the unity.
弟兄姐妹，我们得救之后，不是常常只有得救的见证可以讲。
So after we've been saved, we're not just telling the testimonies.
基督徒的生活是向前推进的。
Because the Christian's life is a forward-moving life.
所以我们应该常常有新鲜的恩典来感谢。
So we must constantly have fresh stories to tell to give thanks to.
我听到一个见证，就是在一个学校里面，有一个妈妈，妈妈小组都是基督徒。
I heard a testimony through a small school, a group of mothers. They are all Christians.
当中有一个妈妈的孩子，是她有总共有四个孩子，又收养一个孩子。
One of the ladies had four children, but she adopted a fifth one.
她的第四个小孩是一个唐氏症，就是蒙古，就是。
Her fourth child had Down syndrome.
但是你知道，他却能够，他说我每天要来跟神至少找出五件感恩的事情。
But she said every day she want to give thanks to God for at least five things.
他为他的孩子感谢神，因为他的孩子有单纯爱神的心。
She thank God for her son because her son had a simple, pure love for God.
有时候就是只要能够只要有五分钟、十分钟能够坐下来喝一杯咖啡，他都能够感谢神。
So she can give thanks even for little things like having 5 minutes to sit down to have a sip of coffee.
我们当中有很多是做人爸爸妈妈的，体会到这种有时候在忙乱、忙杂乱当中。能够有一些安静的时刻是何等感恩的事情。
Many of us are parents, and often we're busy, and you can see how precious it is to have some time to yourself.
一主指的就是耶稣基督在哥林多前书一章八到六八章六节说：“然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督。万物是借着耶稣基督有的，也是借着，也是我们也是借着他有的。从万物到我们人类的被造。
So, one Lord, that is, from 1 Corinthians 8:6. Yet for us there is but one God, the Father.From whom all things came and for whom we live, and there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live.
在哥林多前书十三章最后有一节祝祷，你们还记得吗？但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
Do you remember the benediction that many pastors like to use? That is in Corinthians. They said, "May the grace of the Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion with the Holy Spirit be with you all forever."
为什么主耶稣基督恩惠排在前面呢？
But why does it say the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ first?
因为如果没有耶稣基督的救恩，我们没有办法去体会神的慈爱，透过他的救赎来成就在我们的生命里面。
Because without the grace of Jesus' salvation, we cannot be with God. We cannot experience God's love.
当我们称呼耶稣基督为主的时候，宝座上坐的到底是谁呢？
So when we say Jesus is our master,Then who is sitting on the throne?
还是我们可以像画那个苹果派一样，然后这一块生活这一块，这个我的工作前途婚姻上帝你来掌管这一块归给你来掌管。
Or maybe we'll be like some people, some stories that told us that people would draw a big pie And so let God take control of certain part of it.
然后娱乐跟金钱，我自己放在口袋里面，我自己来掌管就好了。
And we ourselves would take the other parts like, recreation and money.
所以，当我们称耶稣基督为主的时候，表示我愿意背起十字架来跟从耶稣基督。
So when we call out to the Lord Jesus Christ as our Master, that means that we are willing to take up the cross. And follow him.
我现在有两个门徒生命小组在当中在进行。
I have two discipleship lessons that I'm conducting right now.
我们用的工具书是那个合神心意的门徒欧格里牧师写的。
So we use a book that is the disciple that is I don't know the name in English.
就是一个 disciple 的一个 book， 然后这个很好，就是三到五个人一个生命小组。
So this is a good book to use for a small group with three or five people.
我们用神的话语在生活中来学习，也来操练。
So with God's word, we learn through our life's experience, to learn those lessons.
也彼此相爱，彼此守望。
And we also love each other and help each other.
我要讲一个在我这个组另外两个姐妹的见证。
So I want to tell you a testimony of two other sisters in my group.
都是发生在九月、十月的事情。
And they all happen sometime in October, September and October time frame.
其中有一个姐妹，她的外公已经就是在中国大陆得到癌症，那是末期了。
So one of the sisters, maternal grandfather had cancer. It was end stage cancer.
她心里很难过，因为她外公就是一个好人，但是还没有就是不相信神，然后心很硬。
She was in despair because she, her grandfather, was not a Christian yet, and although she thought he was a good person, but he was pretty stubborn about not accepting the faith.
我们这个过程里面，我们就迫切的祷告，用神的话语抓住神的应许来祷告祝福。
So we pray earnestly for her and for her grandfather.
她外公不信主受洗。
So then subsequently, her grandfather accepted Christ and was baptized.
在最后十几天，心灵非常的安宁，然后就去见主面了。
So in the last few days of his life, he found a peace. He found a peace that transcends all understanding, and he passed away.
这个姐妹好几年希望有第二个孩子。
So this sister wished to have second child.
我们也祷告寻求神。
We also prayed and seek God's will.
她现在已经怀孕大概一个多月了。
And now she's pregnant for over a month.
而且是健康的。
And is pretty healthy.
另外一个姐妹是两个小表妹跟一个阿姨也信主了。
So another sister's cousins, two younger cousins and aunt also were baptized.
当我们称呼耶稣为主的时候，指的一个门徒是用信心跟顺服来回应神恩召的人。
So when we call Jesus as our Lord, as our Master, that means that we are submissive to completely to him, like a disciple.
什么是一信？就是讲的是我们要相信耶稣基督。
So when we talk about one faith, that refers to the belief in Jesus Christ. So in Romans 3:22, this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference. And verse 24, it says, and are justified freely.By his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Verse 26, he did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
在罗马书有一个非常重要的，就是因信称义。
So we learn from Romans, the book of Romans, that we are justified by faith.
当我们，相信耶稣基督的时候，到底会，有，为什么被神称为义呢？
When we accept Jesus Christ, we are called righteous by God.
神是圣洁公义，他说神的义，神就是圣洁公义的。
God is righteous and he is holy.
我们每一个人都没有办法达到神的标准。
And not one of us can reach his standard.
圣经提到说圣灵的工作当中使人知罪。
So in the Bible we learn that it's through Holy Spirit's work that we know our sins.
罪就是不信神，就是不相信神是神。
And if we do not believe that God is God, that our God is God, then that is sin.
没有把神当得的感谢荣耀归给他。
And we, because we do not give him the thanks and glory that he deserves.
神是创造主，我们跟他之间的关系撕裂了，所以罪使我们与神隔绝。
So, because of our sins, that the sin, our sins had separated us from God.
所以我们相信耶稣基督，耶稣为我们成为那个赎罪祭，能够使我们在神面前重新有一个新的地位。
So through Jesus' atonement, then we can be reconciled with God.
我们本来是该死的，是在罪恶中的人。
We were destined to die and to die in sins.
现在神看我们是对的，是好的。
But now through Jesus Christ, we are viewed as righteous.
是因为我们透过耶稣基督与神和好，建立一个生命的新关系。
And that is only through Jesus Christ, we are reconciled with God, and we have a new relation with God.
所以我们成为神的儿女。
So we become God's children.
所以什么是因信称义？别人问你的话，什么叫因信称义
？So when people ask you what is righteousness through faith, how do you answer it?
也就是在圣洁公义的神面前，我们重新有一个新的与神和好的关系，有一个新的地位，就是神儿女的地位。
That is a new status in front of God. That is the status of God's children and be reconciled with Him.
怎么是一洗？哈，我要坏了。我请你读英文。
In Romans 6:4, we were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
洗并不是说你要用点水礼，然后浸礼，这一些的仪式的不同。
So, this baptism is not referring to any particular formality of baptizing.
最重要是那个受洗的意义，是我们一定是要奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
The most important thing is we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
而且要归入爱子的国度里面。
And to be into the kingdom of the Holy Son.
而且我们领受神的灵，就是领受同一位圣灵。
And to receive the same Holy Spirit.
一神就是独一真神。
And one God is one true only one true God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's the God that we believe in.
我们的神是创造神。为什么说神所谓独一真神圣洁？圣洁有一个意思，也是分别的意思，是神他是创造者。我们所有的是受造物，所以是分别的。
So, every one of us is a created being, so we are created and separated from him.
在以弗所书四章六节说啊，一神就是众人的父，我们看到超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
As we read earlier this morning, in Ephesians, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
我们看到这是什么意思呢？
So what does that tell us?
陈忠道牧师他有一段我觉得很不错的解释。
Reverend Chen had a commentary on this verse, and that I think is pretty appropriate.
我们知道神他是创造者，所以他是高高在上、圣洁公义的神。
So we know that God is the Creator, therefore He is the Holy and the Righteous One.
神的全能、智慧、威荣，一切都是超乎在所有受造物之上。
His power, His wisdom, and His glory transcends all people.
在这里也提到说，神也是在教会之上，也就是神才是超乎管理着教会。
So God is also above all church, the church, and He is in He is in control.
什么叫冠乎在众人之中呢？
So what does it mean by through all?
冠乎有通过、穿过的意思，也就是神冠乎在我们当中，也就是在我们的教会里面能够来帮助我们，能够合而为一。
So the Holy Spirit it's like the Holy Spirit penetrates and passing through all of us, and so that we can be in unity.
圣灵也神也内住在我们的里面。
And also, God also is in us, in all.
教会是神的殿。
The church is God's temple.
也是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
It's also a place that God makes His dwelling.
所以圣灵在我们的里面，或者说神的灵在我们里面，使我们能够怎么样合而为一。
So that's why we said that God's, the Holy Spirit dwells in us, and so that we can be in unity.
我们如果在四章一到六节，我们会看到一个合一的重要性，它的要素。
So we can see one important element in this chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
从第七节到十六节会提到说，这个合一中的多元透过圣灵的恩赐能够丰富起来。
So from subsequent verses 7 to 16, we can see how this unity will be manifested through all these other in all other aspects.
但是我们如何竭力来保守圣灵所赐的合一呢？
But how do we make every effort to keep this unity?
在以弗所书说，我们行事为人指的是我们的行为要与所蒙的恩，也就是事，我们的所行要跟所事能够相称。
It says that we need to live a life worthy of the calling that we have received.
相称是什么意思？我们用这个图来看哈。
So let me illustrate that worthiness.Through this way,
就像以前的秤就是你要能够东西都一样才能够平。
It's like this way, this things in those two places must be balanced in weight, so that they can.
所以相称就有这个等值能够相配，能够均衡，能够合一。我们的行为要跟我们所蒙的恩召能够来对，来够能够相配。
Our deeds must be matching with the calling that we have received.
所以我们看到左边有蒙召的恩，然后右边就是我们的行为，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，然后。这是自己一个里面的谦虚温柔，然后对人就要有忍耐自己就是对人就要用爱心互相宽容要忍耐还要用爱心互相宽容。
So on the left side is the calling of the grace of the calling. And on the right hand side, we need to be humble and gentle, be patient and bearing with one another in love through the bond of peace.
上一次我曾经讲过天国国民的品格。
So last time I talked about the attributes of the citizens of heavenly kingdom.
所以我们必须用这些我们的行为来保守，就是看守，能够跟我们所蒙的恩能够相称，这样才能够竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
So we must do all these, being humble, gentle, be patient, so that we can match the grace of the calling.
什么是谦虚？就是邻里贫穷，也就是我上次讲的，在神面前承认自己的是需要神的帮助的。
Being humble is like being poor in spirit, and is to acknowledge that we need God's help.
在以赛亚书66:2说，耶和华也说，我所看顾就是虚心原文是贫穷痛悔，因我话而战惊的人。
So in Isaiah 66, we read that this is the one that I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word.
一个温柔的人并不是软，我上次说不是软趴趴，他是有很大力量，可是他能够控制自己。
A humble person is not a weak person.
也就是一个能够为别人着想，对人体贴，而且适当的约束自己的情绪和人力。
Rather is someone that is considerate for others that can control his temper.
他是能够管制自己，还有服侍别人的。
And it would be he can take hold of himself and serve others.
所以我们用温柔谦卑来讲，就是谦卑人少想个人的功绩，而温柔的人少想个人的权利。
So a humble person would not think of his own achievement too much. A meek person would not think of his rights too much.
忍耐。
Be patient.
就是别人发怒的时候，然后我们自己不轻易发怒，而且当别人想要害我们的时候，我们也不谋报复哈。但是当然是防人之心不可无哈。我想你们都知道的，害人之心不可有。
So be patient. That means that when people get angry at you, you don't get angry too easily. When people try to hurt you, you do not. Or people when people hurt you, you do not seek revenge. Of course, you need to be careful also.Not to be always hurt.
宽容是说能够担当别人对我们的亏欠，不计较别人对我们的伤害，而且必须是真的有耶稣基督在我们里面生命的那种爱，才能够为别人的好处来着想。
So bearing with one another means that we need to think for others, and we don't calculate the hurt that we receive from others, but rather deal with them with the love of Christ.
在这里讲的说用和平联络，联络就是捆在一起，扎成一束，结成一团。
So bonding together in peace, that is to be held all together.
我们借着耶稣基督能与神和好，也与别人和好。
So through Jesus Christ we reconciled with God, we also can reconcile with others.
所以在原文里面就是说，我们在和平的年，就是以和睦、以和平，能够来竭力保守邻里的合一。
So we keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
宽容可以减少我们的错误，而且我们是用心来聆听别人的需要，让爱不会远离。
So bearing with each other would reduce the chances of our making mistakes, and we must be willing to listen to others patiently with love.
这是最后一章了。
So the last slide.
看着时钟我有点紧张。在有一部德国电影就是中文翻成走出极境。
So there was a German movie, a movie made in German is entitled Beyond Silence.
这个女孩子拉拉
There was a girl called Lila.
她的父母亲都是聋哑，就是不能听，不能说。
Her parents were both deaf and mute.
所以，这个女孩子她有音乐的才华。
But this girl was very talented in music.
她想要去跟就是去跟姑姑住在一起，然后学习去那个城市学习音乐。
She wanted to go to her aunt to live with her aunt in another city and learn music.
这个父亲因为在姑姑面前一直都觉得自卑。
But her father always feel inadequate in front of the aunt. That's his sister, right?
Yeah, his sister, 妹妹 a younger sister.
His younger sister always feel inferiorated in front of his younger sister.
他会觉得他的女儿拉拉去跟姑姑住，然后好像就要离开他，然后就说跟姑姑的感情就是会超过对他的爱。
He feared that if his daughter go lives with his younger sister, then his daughter would have a better relation with his younger sister than she does with him.
但是拉拉的母亲就是就跟她的先生丈夫讲说，你为了爱，我们需要走进她的世界，我们要支持我们的女儿。她既然有音乐的才华，我们已经听不见，我们看不见，我们是不能说，但是女儿她却能够透过音乐来把那个爱把上帝的创造能够显明出来。
So the mother said to the father that because of love, we ought to let her go. So that she can explore her talent to achieve whatever God has bestowed on her.
在他们关系和好之后，有一次他跟他的拉拉跟父亲之间的一个对话，然后他就跟他爸爸用但用手语提到说，这个大自然，我知道我们这个以后我们就会看到下雪，雪虽然没有声音，但是它覆盖着大地。
So after they have reconciled, one time there was a dialogue, a discourse between the daughter and the father in a movie, and the daughter, using sign language, told her father that though the snow is silent, but it covers the earth.
我们现在有看到光，对不对？如果我们把这个灯关掉，你会从这个美丽的窗户感受到光吗？
Through this beautiful window, you can see the light.
那温暖的阳光是什么样的声音呢？
So then, what sound does the warm sunlight make?
弟兄姐妹，很多很多的爱是没有声音的。
A lot of loves are silent.
我们说你感受不到爱，你会讲妈妈对你怎么爱你吗？你会说你的先生怎么爱你吗？
So a lot of times we don't tell our children that we love them or our spouse that we love them.
有些时候我们没有办法详述的尽。
A lot of times our emotions transcends the words.
很多的爱是没有声音的。
Many loves are silent.
但是在这里我很喜欢他提到说，为了爱要勇敢走进别人的世界，而且有时候超越言语，而且要比别人要费心费力的去付上代价。
So it says, because of love, we must be courageous enough to enter other people's world. Because through language, the communication through language can be difficult. And so we must make extra effort to enter other people's world.
神要我们真的是竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
God wants us to make every effort to keep in unity through the bond of peace.
我们需要用爱心彼此的宽容，用和平彼此联络。
So we must love each other. We must bear with each other with love and be connected with each other.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
耶稣基督的心愿是要我们合而为一。
The will of our Lord Jesus Christ is for us to be in unity.
合一只有七个一。
And there are seven elements in this.
求神帮助我们用这七个一来来思想，而且是来实践。
We ask that God would help us to fulfill these seven elements with our deeds.
我们现在来为我们的教会，也为整个教会，真是包括能够将耶稣基督的合一拓展出去。
We pray for this church and for all the churches so that we can manifest this unity in this world. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the sermon, the message this morning. We pray that you will continue to keep us, guide us, so that we can work in unity, we can